Mail News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. The government of Italy has now declared tomorrow a day of national mourning for victims of this week's massive earthquake. At least 267 people were killed. And now aftershocks are keeping everyone on edge.
The extremely strong aftershocks, the one that registered 4.8, shook this area, shook a lot of this rubble, really made things uncomfortable. For the people who got out of these houses alive, those are the types of things that they're having a hard time going through.
Correspondent Barbie Nato. Two Catholic nuns have been found murdered in rural Mississippi.
Authorities finding the women stabbed to death in a residence Thursday. The violent death of sisters Paula Merrill and Margaret Held, a stark contrast to the compassion they displayed in life, spending decades helping the poor.
Margaret and I have worked together for many years. We just see patients and do what needs to be done.
Their work received by the community with gratitude over the years.
They take the time with the patients. They go way beyond.
I'm Reed Binion.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton engaged in some back-and-forth bickering on which of them would help or hurt minorities. Clinton accused Trump of running a campaign that will, quote, make America hate again. Trump accuses Clinton of, quote, pandering to the worst instincts in our society, adding she should be ashamed of herself. Metro officials still aren't saying much about why the East Falls Church train derailment last month is the subject of a criminal investigation. But one local lawmaker thinks she knows.
The criminal investigation into the derailment started after interviews with employees about the incident revealed conflicting information. Chief Safety Officer Pat Lavin did not say it was related to the investigation, but admitted Metro had notes from 2009 about deteriorating rail ties at East Falls Church.
That defect was never upgraded to reflect that it deteriorated to either a priority one or a black defect, which were to call for that track to be out of service.
Congresswoman Barbara Comstock tells WMAL.
That's obviously the incident that they are now criminally investigating.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Roanoke TV station is marking a sad anniversary. It's been 1 year since reporter Allison Parker and cameraman Adam Ward were shot to death during a live remote broadcast. WDBJ-TV in Roanoke marked an on-air moment of silence this morning. He used to work for the Justice Department. Now a Howard County man is going to federal prison.
55-year-old James Sakala of Columbia has been sentenced to 7 years in federal prison after prosecutors say he put ads online looking for girls to engage in daddy-daughter relationships. An undercover officer pretending to be a 15-year-old girl responded, and he was using his government phone and computer to communicate with her. Sakala must now also register as a sex offender. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Police say a former Montgomery Mall security guard has been caught burglarizing kiosks at the mall. 19-year-old Jeremiah Lindsay is now facing 14 counts, including second-degree burglary. In 1992, it was Bill Clinton and a saxophone. Last night on CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, it was Tim Kaine and his harmonica. The Democratic vice presidential nominee says playing the harmonica relieves stress. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,448. The Nasdaq at 52,12. Sports, the Nationals end their losing streak, beating the Orioles at Nats Park. And the Redskins take on the Bills tonight as Kirk Cousins and the starting offense are expected to play the entire first half. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, I've got an idea for you.
Chris Plant.
I've got a lot of audio, as you might imagine, and also a lot to say about this, as you might also imagine.
Days 9 to noon on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement. Some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me. Right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Tomorrow at 11:30, hear healthcare expert Heidi Creighton at the Tyson's Corner Marriott.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia doing pretty well with the recovery. The crash northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway before you get to the Occoquan. Everything over to the shoulder so you can hang with those delays. They're just going to be brief as you head through Dale City. And that is the only delay that I'm seeing on Interstate 95. Then you're good up through to the Beltway. 395 heavy and Landmark jammed across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Freeway slows each direction to get into the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Here we go on the Suitland Parkway. We have two stalled cars. DDOT tells me inbound Suitland Parkway before 295 at 1st Sterling. They've just reopened that right lane. They were still dealing with the second broken down inbound Suitland Parkway near Alabama Avenue. On Route 1, heading down to the Beltway, Maryland, we're doing okay through Beltsville, but it's getting to Route 1 where 212 Powder Mill Road is absolutely jammed each direction. They're dealing with an incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
97 this afternoon, sunshine, west-northwesterly breeze. Few passing clouds tonight, 77. Sunny tomorrow, 94. More sunshine on Sunday, low 90s with dew points a little lower, so maybe a less humid weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Haymarket, 77 in Frederick, 80 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. The Washington Nationals plan to honor a hero from the Washington Senators tonight. Hear the story at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, going to be joined by Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
First gold medal of these games was won by an American woman, 19-year-old West Virginia University student Ginny Thrasher, in the air rifle event. And after 3 days of competition, along with Thrasher and, of course, Katie Ledecky, American women's teams in particular have been thriving.
Well, what a pleasure this is. Joining us right now is Virginia's own Virginia Thrasher. You call her Ginny, just like the state she was born in. But unfortunately, she's in West Virginia right now at school. But that's okay. She's a Virginia girl, and she's all ours. Thanks for joining us, and congratulations on that gold medal.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be on your show.
So you won for the women's 10-meter air rifle competition. And did you know when you recognized you secured the gold medal, did you know that you were the first medal of these entire Olympics?
Yes, I did. That's a great fact about the women's air rifle event is it is always the first medal of the Olympics. So it's very nice because it gets some extra publicity for our sport.
Well, and I'll be honest, I didn't think your sport got as much publicity as it should have. Even when you won, I wanted to see more of it because it looks very cool. How long have you been shooting and competitively?
So for me, I got started shooting in eighth grade when my grandfather took me hunting. And then I went to West Springfield High School in Northern Virginia. And there they have a competitive varsity sport of an air rifle team. Wow. And I joined that. And then a year later, I joined a travel team in addition to that. And I started looking at doing it as an NCAA sport as well.
And do you still hunt, too?
I do when I can.
And I got to say, we were so excited, because, of course, we're the talk radio station for Northern Virginia. And when we got on the air that Monday morning, we were so proud and excited, and we got callers calling in. You really, not only did you, of course, win for America, but this whole region just got so uplifted by this. Did you get an instant feedback from all your Virginian friends?
Oh, of course I did. It was really nice to have that feedback from the community, not only of Virginia, but also of Morgantown, West Virginia. I'll be honest, I had to turn my phone off, and I didn't turn it on for a week, and even now I'm still hesitant to go on it a little bit.
Ginny Thrasher is our guest. Of course, she is our golden girl from Virginia who won that very first gold medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle. How old are you, Ginny? Do you mind me asking?
I am 19 and a half.
My gosh. And so do you plan on, I mean, it's a cool thing about your sport is that, you know, age does not really take away your edge the way it does for other athletes. Do you expect to be doing this for quite some time?
I do. One of the best things about our sport is the longevity of it. And I would say that having the experience that comes with shooting for many years can actually be helpful in some cases. And for me, I'll have NCAA eligibility for the next 3 years, and then there's only 1 year until Tokyo 2020. So at the very least, I'll be trying to shoot for that.
Shoot for that. I see what you did there. And tell me, what is the toughest thing about your sport?
My sport's very tough because it's not only a physical sport, but it's a very mental sport. It's like golf, where you're trying to have control over your thoughts and emotions, and in the end, you're trying to compete with yourself, and that's what makes it a tough sport, but that's also what makes it a great and very rewarding sport.
And you said your grandfather first took you out hunting. Does the whole Thrasher family, do y'all hunt? Do y'all shoot together?
Yes, so I go with my two older brothers, my dad and my grandpa.
And are your older brothers, are they competitive shooters as well?
They are not, but they're very good. So I can hit targets that are standing still very easily. But if the target's moving, I can't hit it at all. So, like, shotgun shooting, I'm terrible at. But one of my brothers is the opposite. He's very good when the targets are moving.
Okay, but and you're being very modest now. But let's face it, being the younger sister and coming home with a gold medal in shooting, that had to be a pretty good moment to rub it in your brother's face.
Well, my parents and both my brothers were down in Rio watching me compete, and I think they're very proud of me.
All right, but a little jealous, too. tell me, I wonder, you know, guns are often misunderstood. Firearms are misunderstood, I think, by a lot of Americans, and I think it's because of some of the histrionic debates that are often had in the media. Do you feel like because of that, your sport doesn't get the attention it should get?
That's definitely a factor, but I think it's important for people to realize what my sport is and to take it for what it is and no more. And my sport is great in the fact that it teaches determination and discipline and all these amazing things. And the fact that we're using a firearm, it's really just a tool. And honestly, if you looked at our firearms, they look like they're from outer space. They actually look really cool. But I very much enjoy my sport, and I wish more people could understand it.
Do you almost feel now that you're sort of an ambassador for not just your sport, but also for the positive and effective use of firearms?
I think anyone in this country can be an ambassador, and for me, I'm just happy to be able to help my sport and represent my country so well.
Well, and you sure did. And again, I'd want to emphasize not just America, but also Virginia, a hometown girl from Springfield, Virginia. And I understand you're majoring in engineering. What do you plan to do?
Well, I'm majoring in biomedical engineering.
Oh, biomedical engineering. So pardon me, that's some pretty high end stuff.
I plan to keep shooting for as long as possible.
And you don't have any career goals, though, outside of your great athletic career?
Nope, I would just like to shoot forever. We'll see if we can make it happen.
All right, well, you've got a lot of fans here, not just in the Washington area, but across the country, and we are thrilled to have you on your hometown station, WMAL. Ginny Thrasher, what an honor, and congratulations, and thank you for representing our country so well.
Thank you so much.
Olympian Ginny Thrasher here on WMAL. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
We've been so blessed here in the Washington area to have these great Olympians, not just hugely successful at the Games, but also who really seem to be just genuine good people who comport themselves. You can hear how cute she's
a delightful young woman, and she's going to be on the Olympic scene for many, many, many years to come.
Yeah, God willing. And don't you love when you know somebody is still very, very young at heart when you ask them how old they are, and they respond with, "I'm 19
and a half.
She's still counting the half years. By the way, I should warn her that if she's trying to have her first beer, they don't like it when you're just 20 and a half. That doesn't count yet.
I don't think she's that kind of.
No, she doesn't. But, you know, I feel like I'm Uncle Larry. I got to give a little advice.
Okay, Uncle Larry, thanks. I'm sure she appreciates that. It is now 8:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Friday morning on 270 and enjoying it. Just really as you approach Route 80 Urbana, off and on toward 109. That's the heaviest stretch. So enjoy the rest of the ride down through Gaithersburg and Rockville. From Maryland, 95 as you come south, Route 100 down to the Beltway. That's been pretty quiet too. A couple problems though. Let's go Columbia, where crews are dealing with a crash on 175. If you're coming from 175 heading southbound or eastbound right near Dobbin Road, that's where they have that closed with the accident activity. So from 29, don't commit to 175 going south or in the eastbound direction because of the closure. Now we go Baltimore Washington Parkway into Jessup, the volume into Laurel, some of the stop and go. Inbound Suitland Parkway improving slightly. We had two broken down cars. They should be cleared now. One was at Alabama Avenue and the second one gone at First Sterling before you get to DC 295. And for Virginia, accident to the shoulder, northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for a really lot of sunshine today, and temperature's going to reach in 97. That's the actual air temperature. It's going to feel like it's 105. Tonight, 77. Tomorrow, 94. And on Sunday, we're talking about temperatures in the low 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 80 degrees, starting to get warm out there. 8:16 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hey, listen, if you have a drone, you don't want to fly it over Jennifer Youngman's house.
Okay.
Now, I learned this.
Well,
because she'll shoot it down. And she did. In fact, she lives out there in horsey country, you know, out in Fauquier County.
Love it, town.
And she has property that is adjacent to actor Robert Duvall's place. I mean, Robert Duvall's got a big old spread out there, apparently. And she lives right next door. She says, I give him his space. He's a nice man. I try to stay away and respect his space. That's all good. She's out one day, and she hears a noise, and she looks up, and there's somebody trying to fly a drone over Robert Duvall's property. But at some point, the drone, comes into her property. So she grabs her shotgun and she blows the thing out of the sky.
Yeah, she did.
Here's a little bit of her talking about what happened.
When it came over these trees, it came a little low below the tree line, and I blasted it.
here's more from Jennifer Youngman.
He's a nice gentleman. I give him his distance.
But she's not distant enough to allow a drone near his home. So when it flew back over to her property, it was the last flight.
Well, scattered in pieces, and then the men started to come up here. And I said, I've called the police. You're trespassing their signs down here.
All right, so here is the thing. Fauquier County Police were saying, well, are there any charges that are pending? They said, it never really got to us. We didn't even know about this. So she shot the drone down. The guys tried to come and recover what was left of the drone, and she chased them off, said, I've called police, but she never really did call police. So nothing has happened with regards to police. However, having more than a passing interest in things having to do with drones, as you know, I'm a droner.
You are indeed a droner,
I'm a droner. I love my drones. And I try to respect people's. I'm not going to be spying on people. I'm not going to be flying over.
Certainly not
Robert Duvall's house, because I respect Robert Duvall, more than most people. So I happen to know this. The FAA considers a drone, which are now supposed to be licensed, to be an actual aircraft. And it is against the law. It's a federal offense to shoot down an aircraft.
Oh.
So people have asked the FAA, is it a federal law, is it against federal law to shoot down a drone since you classified it as an aircraft? And the answer that has come back from the FAA is, yes, it is. It's against federal law to shoot down a drone.
So what you're saying is...
She did it.
Jennifer Youngman broke federal law.
She did. She also got a couple of flat tires because the pieces of the drone, she didn't go and pick them up.
Oh.
And she ran her tractor over it, and it gave the tractor a flat tire.
Well, Jennifer Youngman of Fauquier County, if the feds come after you because you shot down a drone, we will stand by you. We will help mount your defense, in fact.
Well, no, because, why are you saying that?
Well, because honestly, she was just following Vice President Biden's advice.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
And that's exactly what she did. She saw something menacing herself and her neighbor, and in true Virginian spirit, she bought herself a shotgun. And
when it came over these trees, it came a little low below the tree line, and I blasted it.
Yeah, I mean, we just talked. We're praising Jenny Thrasher for doing amazing, wonderful, productive things with a gun at the age of 19 and a half at the Olympics. And she's a good Virginian woman, too. I see a lot of Jenny Thrasher in Jennifer Youngman. Mm. And I think that there's nothing wrong with doing what the vice president says.
Buy a shotgun.
And so good for you, Jennifer Youngman. Keep the drones out of our airspace.
Oh, stop it.
When it came over these trees, it came a little low below the tree line. And I blasted it.
What do you think Duvall was doing
there? I don't know. But I don't even
he's
know.
He's kicking back there, having a pipe or something, and he sees a little buzzing. And then
boom! Yeah, is that the name of a drone? No, when a drone falls from the sky, it goes thwomp.
I mean, you would know.
I've only crashed one. And nobody was hurt. And it broke my drone.
I only crashed one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it only takes one.
I know, but
what did it crash onto?
No people or animals or any vegetation was harmed in the crashing of my drone.
Just so you know.
The drone was harmed in the crashing of my drone.
If I see that Wilson drone hovering outside my bedroom window.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
It's 8:21 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
I want to talk to you about Zero Res, the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery. They always leave them looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. You know, Zero Res means zero residue. So that means you're left without any residue on your carpets. You know what I'm talking about, that pasty, chalky stuff that is left behind when those chemical companies come in? Well, no, we're talking about a toxic-free natural clean, so your carpets feel fantastic. It's also safe for you, your kids, your spouse, everyone in your house. You know, your carpet is your largest air filter in your home, so you know it should be professionally cleaned at least once a year. Get breathing clean again when you get all that stuff out from your carpet. The heavy traffic patterns, the wine spills, all that's going to be totally gone after a Zero Res clean. They always guarantee their work, Zero Res does. So do what I do. Call them today. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Zero Res is going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for just $49 a room. Minimum supply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Associates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-700-3515. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Credit Associates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call Credit Associates now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-Door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ferrelius, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him.
Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full mouth dental implants.
And wow, one day? Basically, we got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago. You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
It is 825 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltsville, Powder Mill Road heading to Route 1 each direction. Quite slow, but I will say that westbound is finally improving. Eastbound, still watch for delays as you come in from Rhode Island Avenue and over to Route 1. Earlier accident, please tell me nothing remains there. So again, just about recovering Powder Mill Road heading over toward Route 1. On 175 in Columbia, do not commit south of 29. At last check, they still had everybody stopped southbound on 175 at Dobbin Road. That's before you get to the Snowden River Parkway. If you're heading westbound, say from 95 over to 29, 175 is open. All right, 270, not so bad at all on our Friday through Urbana, Hyattstown. That seems to be about the pick of it. Top side of the Beltway, we do have the volume through Silver Spring. DC 295 each direction slowing as you approach East Capitol Street. Had the crash on the northbound side of DC 295. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the city's first dedicated heart and vascular hospital, ushering in a new era of patient experience for the region and beyond. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mid-upper 90s today. Might be around 97. It'll feel over 100. Good deal sunshine. Might back down the humidity just a bit. Temperature staying in the 90s over the weekend. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's already 80 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
Dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, that's what I need.
All right, so Larry, I know you stand behind no man in your appreciation of the Uber.
For the most part.
You use the Uber quite a bit.
I do.
And you rave about
it. Very helpful.
You like the people who do it, and you like the drivers. You like the experience. You think it's a very convenient service.
Sure.
I agree. I use it from time to time. I think it's great. Well, it's going to start costing you more.
Okay.
In D.C., every minimum fare ride is going to go up by a buck.
Hmm.
A minimum fare is increasing from $5.35 to $6.35 in 24 cities nationwide, including the District of Columbia. And they say it won't affect commuters who use the carpooling option because Uber pool fares will not be affected. But the basic ride is going to go up. And here's why. Here's what they told the driver. Here's what Uber told the drivers about this. One change we made based on your feedback, the driver's feedback, is to raise the minimum fare in 24 cities across the United States. We know that short rides can add up, and a seemingly small change like this can make a difference for your earnings over time. So basically, the drivers have been complaining that, you know, these little short hops are killing us, and we need to make a little more money on the short hops so that we can, you know, continue to make money. And Uber heard this, and so due to the input of the drivers, they have decided to implement this new policy.
All right. Well, let's see if it affects their business. But here's one thing that I recommend to everyone who uses Uber. If you do use Uber, understand that you, as the passenger, have a certain voice in how your ride goes. So as soon as you get in, just lean forward and say, hey, thanks for the pickup. Can you just turn the radio to 105.9 FM or AM 630 WMAL? And that would be a good thing.
Mm.
I'm just saying, it makes for a more pleasant trip,
sure,
is all I'm saying.
Yeah. It's 828 on WMAL.
You always make me laugh. So I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
We believe happiness is rooted in four basic freedoms.
Freedom from hunger.
Everyone should have enough to eat.
Freedom from fear.
Everyone deserves to live in peace.
Freedom from external limitations.
Everyone should have unlimited opportunity.
Freedom from junk.
Pointless stuff will stifle your spirit.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can give you wings
so you can escape from pointless things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Set yourself free today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
All right, coming up in just a moment, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. Right now, 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The Italian government has declared tomorrow a day of national mourning for the victims of the earthquake this week in central Italy. 267 people were killed, and rescuers are now starting to lose hope of finding any more survivors in the rubble. A rural Mississippi community is mourning two nuns found stabbed to death in their home. The women, both nurse practitioners, were found dead after they failed to show up for work at a nearby clinic. Donald Trump is still trying to clarify exactly where he stands on illegal immigration.
The Trump campaign really struggling with a key question when it comes to their immigration plan. What happens to the 11 million undocumented people living here in the United States? I mean, do all of them have to leave or do some of them get to stay? The answer still very unclear.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, has launched a blistering new attack on Donald Trump.
From the start, Donald Trump has built his campaign on prejudice and paranoia. He is taking hate groups mainstream.
And she says Trump is helping a radical fringe take over the Republican Party. Thousands of kids in Montgomery County are not ready for the first day of school Monday because they still don't have their required immunizations. And 4 days into the school year in Prince George's County, there are still 3,700 kids being sent home because they don't have their shots yet either. Metro is going to practice what to do in a derailment situation. This weekend, it's going to be a live exercise Sunday morning on the elevated track approaching the Pentagon Station over the Potomac River. Metro says the drill will help emergency responders test their capabilities. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,448, the NASDAQ at 5212. Sports behind Max Scherzer's arm and Bryce Harper's bat, the Nationals snap their losing streak and beat the Orioles. The Redskins host Buffalo in their third preseason game tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, Labor Day savings start now. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV, originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung? Now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money.
No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And looking at delays around the Beltway, still with us on the top side as you make your travels from 95 and around toward George Avenue. Interloop a little bit of that volume as you come off of 95 as well and pushing around past Route 1. No problems reported on 270. Powder Mill Road approaching Route 1 in Beltsville had been slow in each direction from the earlier incident. Now cleared, but eastbound is slow. Low to recover. To the Wilson Bridge, it's been a great trip this morning. Just a little bit of volume now as you approach 210, 295 north near East Capitol Street for the crash. Little River Turnpike at Prosperity Avenue. That's where crews are dealing with the accident. North on 95, not so bad. Earlier crash before the Occoquan gone. Delays are easing. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are very warm this morning. May see a little overcast, but if I say a good deal of sunshine, that means a lot of sunshine out there. 97 humid degrees, will feel over 100, probably between 100 and 105. Tonight, some clouds, warm 77. Sunshine 94 tomorrow. Now, dew points do come down, so a little less humid and then still warm on Sunday. By meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Gainesville, 80 in Bethesda, 80 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us on the line right now, Brett Baer, anchor of Special Report on your Fox News channel. Good friend of this program. Good morning to you, Brett.
Good morning.
I have noticed that you guys have been doing a great job in covering some of these stories about the Clinton Foundation. It does appear to me, just sort of stepping back for a moment and looking at some of the stories that have crossed the wires and that we've seen this week, seem to suggest there is an increasing interest in the Clinton Foundation. And there's sort of a drip, drip, drip nature to these stories.
No, there is. And I also think it's taken root a little bit more in other media outlets. I mean, when you had the Clinton Foundation story on the front page of the New York Times and the Washington Post on the same day, you realized that the story had kind of seeped through. You know, the interchange, it's not just the AP story that obviously the Clinton camp pushed back hard on the number of meetings with Clinton Foundation donors. Mm. It is the access and what exactly did they get for it. And I think we don't know the end of those questions, but we do know, if you've looked at that Clinton cash book, that there were definitely tangential things happening between where President Clinton was speaking and you know, the Clinton Foundation donors, and that there was a lot of access for foreign countries that don't obviously have access to the election system as a staff.
And Chief, among those stories, and one that we've known is out there sometime, but we're getting sort of some new details about it, was this uranium deal that allowed Russians to sort of, you know, tie up all of the uranium reserves in the world.
Yeah, and it started with a part of that was Kazakhstan, and the leader there is not a great promoter of human rights. and having Bill Clinton show up and kind of give you a pat on the back, is a big deal.
And Brett, if I can continue Brian's praise of how you've been covering this at Special Report, I think what's interesting and what sadly is missing in some of the other media reports on the Clinton Foundation is the context going all the way back to when Hillary Clinton was going through the confirmation process. You've actually, recently this week she told another cable network that, oh, I know that there's smoke there, but there's no fire. Well, the standard was set when she was being confirmed with that memorandum of agreement with the Foreign Relations Committee and with the Obama administration that smoke is enough of a problem, isn't it? Weren't they supposed to be working against even the appearance of any undue influence?
Yeah, and, this all ties together. The email story that is about classified emails and the Clinton Foundation. The fact that yesterday we find out that the Clinton lawyers used this thing called Bleach Bit to scrub and totally shred, essentially, the server so that no emails could be recovered, even deleted emails or pieces of deleted emails by the FBI or anybody.
Yes.
It's a different level to go to if you are just getting rid of personal emails about yoga and wedding plans. And I think it all ties together. And you're right, perspective is key in all of this.
And that Bleach Bit has been described to me as basically the digital equivalent of a burn bag, even more so than a shredder, where a burn bag, there's nothing left but ashes. Same thing here. So clearly, why would yoga classes need to be removed like that?
And remember, the whole thing hinged on whether the FBI was going to go forward on the classified investigation and with a recommendation for prosecution was that they could never get to intent. Well, when you look at going to that extent to get rid of those emails, why wouldn't you even ask about intent and why you went down that road?
So, Brett, whenever we discuss these stories here on Mornings on the Mall, I always sort of round it up with the statement, a talented and experienced candidate would really be able to make some good hay out of a story like this. And that brings us to the Trump campaign, where it seems like they put together a couple of good days now and again here over the last week. But they, I don't know about you, but do you think they have stepped up in the attacks on Hillary Clinton on the substantive issues like this?
Well, I think Trump has incorporated more into his stump speech, and they seem better, at least shooting out direct emails based on the news that's breaking at the moment. They seem better in their quick reaction team. But you're right, off in the past couple of weeks, it had been focused on a lot of other things, and the story of the day of Donald Trump ended up trumping what was pretty newsy stuff on the other investigation. Listen, I don't want to oversell the foundation or the email story that there's going to be some prosecution or something, but there is this thought in Democratic circles, too, that there could be something out there that is that may make Hillary Clinton stumble, another email, another revelation, and there's serious concern about it.
All right. So on another story that I know you've been following, the activities of our Navy in the Strait of Hormuz, they've been encountering these Iranian fast boats, and it apparently reached sort of a critical point the other day when one of our ships ended up firing a 50 cal across the bow of some of these boats as they approached them. This is a very, very tense situation that is developing in that particular. I mean, the Strait of Hormuz is such a critical passage.
Yeah, and if you talk to guys in the Navy who make that trek, they'll tell you that the Iranian fast boats are always kind of around. They know where they are. But the fact that they make these provocative moves, these kind of harassment moves, coming within a couple hundred yards of a naval destroyer and a coastal ship that we have in the area in the northern Persian Gulf, that's a big deal. And the fact that it got to warning shots, that's the last step that you get to before you directly engage what you consider on that ship as a threat.
And if you're in the Navy, you have a great fear of these fast boats, especially in the wake of the USS Cold attack.
Right. And, you know, I mean, it happens quickly.
Yeah.
They move really quick. If they get close enough, you don't know what kind of threat these guys face. And we should point out, I mean, one incident could lead to some massive response.
Yeah.
That moves quickly.
Back to school time in the Bear household. Kids all, you stick them on the school bus and say, we'll see you in 9 months. How's it working?
Almost. It's after Labor Day for us to go back to school, so my wife is anxiously awaiting that day.
It's the happiest.
You might be able to hear them in the background yelling.
We always love that. Thanks, right. Brett.
Brett, always a pleasure.
We'll see you.
It's 844 on WMAL.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh, my gosh. You are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Ted Britt Automotive, that's the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. A lot of people don't think of purchasing a car as an amazing experience, but it really is with Ted Britt because they take some of the worries and hassles off the table. For instance, look at this. They've got this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every single vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage. Now, that is on all new and even pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, that makes the experience pretty amazing. And you know what else makes purchasing a car amazing at Ted Britt?
Knowing what?
I will tell you, knowing that you're getting the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles that they've got in stock. You're going to see prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. By the way, Ted Britt also has two Harley Davidson locations. You get tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. I know Brian Wilson's looking for a hog to tool around on the weekends.
No, I just like hogs.
Go like eating hogs.
Yeah,
yeah, slow cooked.
Ham.
Little, yeah,
sausage.
Absolutely. A little pork belly, a little bacon. Mmm. Back to Ted Britt, though. Why don't you go ahead and schedule your next service with Ted Britt? See what kind of great guys they are. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence. Bacon not included.
It's 8:45 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, good morning. We are enjoying the Virginia 95 trek between Stafford and the Beltway. Light volume. Same story with 395. Bit sluggish in Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge. On the Little River Turnpike, though, you got a little extra time just to get by the crash, but it is improving. Eastbound, inbound Little River Turnpike at Prosperity Avenue. This is before you get to the Beltway from the crash. Cleanup will take you Maryland topside of the Beltway from College Park to Silver Spring around to George Avenue. We've had the volume all morning. Now, in the backup, right as you pass New Hampshire Avenue, had a crash. It was in the center of the road. They were trying to get that to the shoulder. Columbia, that's where we've been struggling on 175. If you use 175 coming off of, say, 29, do not commit this morning. I have a huge backup down to Dobbin Road due to a crash. If you're leaving 95 and heading over to 29 on 175, you're okay. You're without delay. 95 is in good shape. We're pushing down through to the Beltway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are very warm this morning. May see a little overcast, but if I say a good deal of sunshine, that means a lot of sunshine out there. 97 humid degrees, will feel over 100, probably between 100 and 105. Tonight, some clouds, warm, 77. Sunshine, 94 tomorrow. Now, dew points do come down, so a little less humid, and then still warm on Sunday. By meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 80 degrees, 847.
Little baseball news here. First of all, the Nationals salvaged the final game of that home-and-home series with the Orioles last night. So they won, and Max Scherzer, what another brilliant pitching outing. And by the way, he had this one play that is going to go viral. You'll see it on your Facebook page. You'll see it on ESPN or even on cable news. Grounder right back to the pitcher's mound, right up the middle, which is often, you know, the way the field lays out there on the infield, that if there's a grounder up the middle, unless the pitcher is ready for it, it's going to be a base hit unless the shortstop or second baseman are positioned, specifically for a grounder up the middle, or they make a spectacular play, right? So this is the pitcher's play, man, and it's a fast grounder right back to him. And, of course, he finishes his pitch, Brian, with this follow-through that oftentimes the pitcher's back is to the plate because of the follow-through, which was the case. So he finishes. He's got his follow-through. His back is to the plate. He sees the hit coming right up the middle. I kid you not. He stood there and just reached down, put his glove between his legs with his back to the plate.
Oh, my.
And snagged the ball.
Oh, my.
It was a great play. Threw him out at first. And Max Scherzer went on to get the win. A brilliant outing there. So the Nationals win. The Orioles, though, did take the series 3-1. Now, tonight is going to be a big night at Nationals Park. Nah, I mean, partly because we've got to, you know, start our winning ways again, and we got to get back on the saddle here, and because we're starting a good series against the Rockies, who we tend to do very well against. But more importantly, there is going to be a dedication tonight to a Washington, D.C. baseball legend from the D.C. Center, the Washington Senators, Frank Howard. And I want you to listen to this little package put together by the WMAL News Department. This is Steve Burns. Yeah. Check this out.
There's a line drive to left field. This one is going, going. It is gone.
On the last day of baseball in the nation's capital on September 30th, 1971, Frank Howard puts the Senators ahead of the Yankees in the sixth, as called by Ron Menchine on WWDC.
I just wish the owners of the American League could see this, the ones who voted 10-2 to move this club out of Washington.
We didn't have much to cheer about back then.
Washington Post sports columnist Tom Boswell was among the faithful, however painful it was.
The only thing those Senators teams had going for them were home run hitters.
And among the best of them was Hondo, Frank Howard.
To this day, I've never seen anybody hit balls harder or further.
Tonight, the 80-year-old gets inducted into the Nats Ring of Honor before their game against Colorado.
I think it's long overdue.
Boswell calls Howard a Bunyan-esque figure, a gentle giant, always enthusiastic, positive, and hardworking.
You'd see a foul ball that was 30 rows back in the stands, and Frank would race over like he had some chance for it. Then he'd go panting back, but that was just him. He didn't want anybody to ever say he wasn't trying hard enough.
Hondo moved with the team the next season to Arlington, Texas. He retired in 1974 after 16 seasons and 382 home runs. He then started his managing career.
My favorite expression to his AAA players, boys, you gotta pound that Budweiser tonight if you're gonna swing that lumber tomorrow.
Hondo threw his helmet into the stands, a souvenir of the big guy's finest hour in Washington.
Ultimately, fans stormed the field that game and the Senators had to forfeit to the Yankees. The Post said that day the prevailing thought was that it would only take about a year or two for baseball to return to the nation's capital. It took 35 years, and 45 years later, a rightful honor for Hondo.
Hondo loves Washington as much as the fans love him.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's 8:51.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
If you drop a piece of food on the floor, is it really okay to eat it if you pick it up within 5 seconds? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The idea behind the so-called 5-second rule, wherever it came from, is that if your food spends just a few seconds on the floor, it won't really have a chance to get dirty. Now, believe it or not, scientists have actually studied this, including Christopher Dawson at Clemson University. His lab found it doesn't really matter how much time a piece of food spends on the floor. What matters, and you may have guessed this, is how dirty the floor is to begin with. And also get this, carpets seem to be a better place to drop your food than wood or tile. Less surface area for the food to touch. From a safety standpoint, you're probably going to be okay if you eat something that's fallen on what appears to be a clean floor. Look, I have 3 kids, and we use the 5-second rule all the time in my house, and so far, so good. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single, pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it. But identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
It's 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, boy, 95, no complaints out of Stafford to the Beltway. Light volume. Once onto the Beltway, though, in Annandale, a little bit sluggish heading toward the Little River Turnpike. And again, from merging on from the toll road heading toward the American Legion Bridge. This makes a slowdown for the northbound side of the George Washington Parkway getting up to the Beltway. We do have a problem still continuing in the Columbia area on 175. If you travel 175 heading east or southbound between 29 and I-95, still do not commit because of a serious crash. Had all lanes blocked. You might want to try south of there and use 32 or prior, use 100 over to 95. And the westbound side of 175 Columbia stretch is open. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all, announcing the opening of the first dedicated heart and vascular hospital in the nation's capital. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mid-upper 90s today. Might be around 97. It'll feel over 100. Good deal sunshine. Might back down the humidity just a bit. Temperature staying in the 90s over the weekend. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 80 degrees. It is now 6:50. Make that 8:56.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. SecretWarOnCash.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. KARA.
donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-694-2640. That's 800-694-2640. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-694-2640. 800-694-2640. That's 800-694-2640. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Well, on Monday, Joe DeGenova, and then we'll be joined by Trevor Maddich. He'll tell us how the Skins fared against the Bills tonight.
We'll be back in 8 hours for your drive home on Washington's Drive at 5. Next up, it's the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, white supremacists. Well, Brian's white supremacist. Larry,
wait.
I don't know. I don't know.
He's just supreme about
just
me.
Just a supremacist. Yeah. We're still waffling on him. So you're all a bunch of hate-filled, racist white supremacists because you support Donald Trump.